It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hi, everyone. You'll be excited to know, not really, that I have been perusing projections today.
Perusing projections?
Yes.
I like that.
That could be a store.
Yes.
Or a
team name.
A business. A team. Well, I mean, One Track Mind over there.
Well, I need names. I need names for all these fantasy teams of mine. I
kinda... You need name for all these fantasy team of mine. You mean? Yes. I'm always open, as are you, to suggestions. Perusing projections. Starting with James Cook. It wasn't even that he made this list that people care about. It was more just like 3-day weekend. I know we're not to training camp yet, but it's a little bit closer. And what's going to happen there? Like, we still don't really know. There's been no step forward or back in terms of Cook. Like, he showed up for the mini camp, so there wasn't any sort of drama there other than like his actually showing up, which was mostly unexpected. And like, there isn't a contract either. When we left it, when they left minicamp, I think the general consensus was anything could still happen here. Like, he could get a deal, he could not, he could show up, he could not for training camp. There's really no answer.
That's right. And look, things could change. Maybe how he talked about what he would do come summertime, come training camp, because he did indicate he would be here. I don't think he unequivocally said he would definitely be participating, but I think he said he'd be here. But that could have been said back in, you know, a few weeks ago with the expectation that something was going to happen
right
between now and then. And if that doesn't happen, then, you know, maybe anything could be back on the table. But like, as we start this week and begin the march through these couple of weeks between now and when training camp actually begins, I'd bet on him being here. I think the question will be how, at what level is he here? Is he holding in? Is he participating fully? What's his role here? But I would bet on him being here. Again, I don't have to be right about that. Something could change in his mind that he had some expectation, you know, that hasn't happened yet between the Bills, mostly them coming to the table with maybe what he would consider a new, more respectful contract offer. But I'd bet right now I would bet on him being here. But I don't know that I'd want to put my name on he'll definitely be participating or not.
Do you think he texted Brandon Bean as soon as the news came out he was on that list? Just a sort of a, did you know about this? Want to make sure you knew about this. The Bills' social media people did.
Yeah,
they tweeted about it. So, you know, just want maybe Cook in his way. That's not really fair. Is there some way to use an eyeball emoji here to...
Did he do? I didn't know.
I don't know.
I didn't see any evidence that he was out there on the mean social media streets, quote tweeting or setting any sort of an agenda for us to interpret. I didn't catch any
of that. Is being in the top 100 players leverage? Can that be a real question? Is that worth asking? Is it leverage to make this list? Might be.
It could be something that could be brought up by the player's side and maybe summarily dismissed by the team. Great. Thanks for telling me.
I wonder what the average annual salary of players on this list will be, though. I think Cook would take it. Whatever that number is, I bet he would take it. You're going to have veterans.
Lowest salary, you mean?
Average.
Average, I see.
You're going to have 10 quarterbacks who are making $40 million a year.
Right.
You know, guys around him, established edge rushers, offensive linemen,
corners
who have gotten paid. He'd probably take the average dollar from this list.
Yeah.
Not that it'll work like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I would bet it would exceed what he's even asking for, maybe in the end.
I still think, I mean, what we talk about, what hasn't changed. Like, there's been no official development here in either direction on this. I still think, speaking of things that have not changed, there's a chance that the Bills, and you've said this more often than I have, that the Bills really don't see him, you know, Cook being worth that much. They always say how much they love him. They can still love him.
Mm-hmm.
they can still understand and appreciate the career he's had so far, the season he's coming off of, everything. But he's still never going to be on the field on third down, right? Like, he's Ty Johnson is going to be that running back. Right. The Bills do not need him. He's not a bell cow, anything close.
He's not good at one aspect of being on the field on third down. And so we got a team that's trying to win the Super Bowl, and they're going to put the guy out there that's better at pass protection if called upon.
So he's closer to a committee back
than
he is like a full-time three-down Barkley-esque kind of player. And, you know, even from the first day when Bean called him a sub back, he starts now, but he kind of gets subbed now. Instead of being the sub, he gets subbed.
Right.
So that hasn't really changed. The Bills could still, you know, just pragmatically be like, this is kind of what it is. I mean, we're not going to. Why would they do that? Why would they change his role? He's not huge. They don't probably want him to play too much, you know, too much of a role, too many snaps for that, like it's been already.
Yeah.
I've said how many times about going into last year and the philosophy, the identity they established the previous year, why would they change that? It was successful. Same now. Why would the Bills go into 2025 thinking that they have to be different offensively? They're going to try to be the same team, I think. And the personnel is largely the same. That includes 100% their backfield.
Right.
So here's what we want you to do. We've already shown you, everyone, what our vision is, our plan is for you. It's not going to be different. He's a year older, but he's still not old. So it's not going to be different.
Yeah.
What's that worth?
I don't see that changing at all. In fact, I might posit that it's if there's going to be any change in snap share there, I would think he'd be on the losing end of it. That Ray Davis going into a second year might, you know, the Bills might, in their own self-interest, might want to see what that looks like with a bigger role. And Ty Johnson was fantastic as the third down guy. I think that's your role, so I don't know that necessarily changes and eats into. But I guess I'm into Cook. But I could see a scenario where just, you know, 3-5% change, like favoring Davis as opposed to Cook, just with the overall in mind. Yeah, and that includes a scenario where Cook has not gotten a contract extension. I think that could happen either way. If they found a number that is equitable, and because I'm sure the Bills would prefer to have the player be fully satisfied, or at least most of the way to satisfied for the season. But I also don't think they're going to do something that they don't believe in along the way. But even if they got somewhere with Cook on an agreement for 3 or 4 years, I could still see a scene where they're, you know, let's make sure we're giving Davis opportunity here. He's newer, but not exactly younger by any, right? Is he?
He's less than a year younger,
right?
I think,
even though they're separated by 3 drafts, two drafts. Yeah, sorry. And I could just see them wanting to see what they have in him, preparing for the future. Like, so it is more if they don't get something done with Cook, I suppose, than if they were to.
He's 6 weeks younger.
Okay,
Davis.
All right.
So that is less than a year. I was not wrong.
Right.
But it's only 6 weeks. Yeah. They'll both be 26 during the season.
So it's not. I don't think it's ideal, but I've thought all along here that the scenario I would bet on is him coming in and playing out the year. I, again, the motivation for the Bills is there from a, you know, keep everybody, you know, satisfied, sort of keep the train moving. We don't need anyone thinking about hopping off because they're unhappy with their situation. You don't need that sort of filtering through the team in any way, shape, or form. But if the money just does not match, like if he doesn't want your $10 million a year because he wants $15 million, then I don't really know what else you're supposed to do other than cave into him, which I don't see them doing. And so I don't know. My favored scenario is the one I'm describing. This is what I've wanted the Bills to do all along, and I think we're trending that way.
And you still don't think it's too risky?
No, I don't. I think it happens. Guys play out their contracts all the time. So I don't think it has to be risky. I think the player should still be motivated to do his level best for himself and his teammates. Like, those things can intersect all you want. It's in his interest to have as good a year as he can have and then become a free agent. And, you know, maybe it's a story that Bill's number one running back, James Cook, leaves team after Super Bowl win or something, but whatever. That's a chance. That's a chance I think you got to be willing to take.
803-0550. Would you take the Bills win the Super Bowl, but James Cook leaves in 2026? That'd be a fun poll, because that's the kind of poll I would vote no to, just to be me. And I feel like half the people on Twitter would do that. It'd come in like 50-50. Right. Would you take a Super Bowl win if it meant losing Cook? Would you take a Super Bowl win if it meant losing Allen? Would be a good one. But anyway, I still also, among other things that have not changed in this, I still don't think the Bills will take that chance. And somehow we'll figure out a way to accommodate him that he will agree to. And that's years. You can look at running back so coldly that even the very best guys, yeah, we don't care if you're on the team next year at all. We'll just get somebody different and we'll block and they'll be good too. I mean, that's the coldest way you can do it. And I think that can be reasonable. But I think a team like this would always prefer not to do that. I mean, they like Cook. They love him. They insist upon it. They feel like it's mandatory to tell us how much they love Jimbo, right? So I think they will probably do that. He just has to go along. Like, they're not going to give him anything he wants. So he has to accept it. And even his coming to minicamp adds for me to the assumption that they will make an agreement. But that could be wrong. 803-0550, what happens with Cook? So projections, haven't even gotten to them yet.
Perusing.
I was perusing projections, and Mike Clay is my number one when it comes to projections for stats.
Familiar.
ESPN's Mike Clay. And I think you'll be impressed by this. Cook, 264 carries. Last year he had 207. 1,231 yards. That'd be a career high by like 100. And 12 rushing touchdowns. Wow, right?
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Playing less than half the snaps. I don't know that Mike thinks that. I don't have a snap projection from him. He can't do it all. Nobody can do everything.
Right.
So there isn't a snapshot here, I think. But 12, 31, and 12 on the ground, and then 285 and 2 on 37 catches. That's close to last year. Last year had 32 receptions, and it's very close to last year. Easily a season you would take.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah, not accounting for injuries.
To back up 16 touchdowns with 12, and then what is it, two more receiving to go along with it? That is a season you should sign for right away. I'm not sure where I would expect the extra 60 or so carries to come from there, or 57, whatever the number was, more than last year's. But, you know, that could happen. You know, what are we talking? It's, you know, a couple of carries a game. And he did miss one entire game last year, right? Cook, he missed the Jet game.
Road game.
Right.
Yeah, where do they come from in these stats? Because they don't come from Allen. 114 for Allen last year, had 102. Davis, 113 last year, on here 106. It comes from either more plays run or fewer passes. I don't know. I have to look into that. Because Mike, I mean, you can tell by the specificity, I think, of these numbers, he's not fooling around.
Right.
Like, it's not just throwing it at the wall.
Right.
Well,
I mean, that's a year you'd have to be happy with, regardless of the contract. You know, maybe that's a year that would slow down the folks like me who are so quick to dismiss the idea of keeping him around, because it's sustainability on the touchdowns and growth, really, whatever. It's more yards. It's a couple hundred more yards, so that is growth. And I would consider 12 touchdowns on the heels of 16 still, like, that would be a very good. Kind of to the extent that you might think, oh, well, maybe I should have signed him. The price is just going up and up and up. And I wonder, like, that's where Cook and his what his mindset is could play a part in this. Because if he has that year, then the price does go up for anyone who wants to sign him on the open market, I think. And that would include the Bills. And maybe that's a scenario where you should have just made the best deal you could here. But if Cook bets on himself and puts that year up, he should waltz into free agency ready to become a very highly paid dude, I would think, if he has that kind of year.
I wonder what that even looks like. Is that $15 million? No. Not in my opinion. Could be, but no. That's what's interesting about it. Many things about it are interesting. That season is, that's probably another Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the Bills are in the playoffs again. I mean, they probably will be. Make a run. Now you've got a guy that has performed over 1,000, if this exact line happens, over 1,000 yards three straight years, is only 26 next offseason.
Backed up a monster touchdown season with another very strong touchdown season.
Right. Now we're at, this would be exactly 32 over 2 years, 28 rushing touchdowns over 2 years, which very well could lead the NFL. And then he goes to free agency, and much the same as the Bills conversation, I think, it's, all right, now what? What is he? I mean, could you see somebody paying him like the Eagles and Ravens paid their guys? I could not. He's not going to play that much. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do that. So what's that worth in free agency? This is where I think, you know, maybe why, I don't know, I don't think we're different on this, but I was going to say maybe why I think the Bills will, you know, make a deal with him is this, from Cook's standpoint, is that even if he puts down that year, and this doesn't have fumbles in it or anything, but last year he fumbled once, like even if he puts down probably about the best case scenario season, and goes to free agency off those 2 years put together at 26 years old, what then? I mean, maybe some terrible team.
That's what I'm thinking.
Incredible, and
the Drought Bills might sign that running back for
Bills.
3 years for $45 million, and there's your AAV, and like, okay, there it is.
The Drought Bills totally would sign James Cook to a long-term deal. Yes. But you shouldn't.
No, but
it's not a compliment when Bulldog says that.
No, it's certainly not.
It's not a compliment.
Yeah.
Some team would pay him. I mean, numbers always go up too.
Right.
It's just not that different. Like Cook, the Bills should think, I'm not in the room, of course, but they should think a $10 million per year-ish offer is good enough for this player. They should think that. And if they're wrong, he's nuts.
I think it's very likely that they do think that, and thus no extension yet, because he wants more than that. He's not found his way to settling for that figure yet. I'm just guessing at that, but you know,
you think the Bills would pay him that, and I do.
Yeah, I do. I think they would pay him 10. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't love it, but I also wouldn't want to, like, you know, burn stuff about it. It just wouldn't be optimal.
3 years.
But I recognize that it's also not optimal to lose a player at, you know, at peak or close to peak. Like, again, if he doubles down on last year and has the year that Mike Clay of ESPN is projecting for him, it's going to be harder to make the case that you shouldn't have paid him. I mean, obviously, it's just because he's duplicated. A part of not wanting to jump in with both feet on this idea has been you're buying at an all-time high here. 16 touchdowns last year. It's just, I doubt that is sustainable, but 12 would come awful close to that, and I think it would get harder to make my argument. Not saying it can't be done, but I think it gets harder. You know, and another year goes by where he does that, and like emotionally, we get more attached to him too because he's good. Their offense is good, and he's scoring all the time. And it just his presence kind of grows, and you start to feel a little like, oh, I'm really gonna miss him. And you know, the other shoulder, you're But he's a running back. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
it'll all work out.
12 rushing touchdowns for 2025 from these projections. 10 players only had that many in 2024, including Cook. And Allen, by the way. I mean, is that a record? Two guys on one team combining for 28 rushing touchdowns in a season. I know it's 17 games now, but you think that's happened before? Like a Franco and Rocky Blyer kind of thing,
right,
or something? Where
right, the Dolphins guys or something in the 70s, maybe. I don't know.
I wonder, 28 rushing touchdowns between two players. The Bills, it was talked about how they ran for 30. That number that they got to in that game in New England was like a cool thing. 30 passing, 30 rushing. But the fact that two guys alone were 28 of the 30, that's crazy. I mean, not crazy, but... Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying is, if it's like last year, that's top 10 in the league.
Right.
And with all of these things with Cook, I'm always sort of hoping to find out what would happen. Like, I was a little bit, honestly, like a little bit bummed that he showed up for minicamp right. Because I wanted to see, right. You know, where it was headed.
Where does it go from here?
And yep. It doesn't have to be any different that he did.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it felt to me. He came to minicamp saying, I like money. I didn't want to get fined, so I'm here. And you don't really do anything at minicamp. So you're not going to, you're not going to lose a lot of weight at minicamp.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to be exhausted, So you might as well show up and not pay $40,000 a day in fines.
It seems reasonable enough. Yeah.
It does. Cook, 16 last year, tied for the league lead with Derrick Henry and Jahmyr Gibbs. And he did it on 118 fewer rushes than Henry. And 900-some fewer yards, by the way. So very efficient. Peak efficiency in terms of touchdown rushes last year. And Gibbs, by the way, I just found a team where two guys ran for 28 touchdowns. Last year's Lions.
Right.
Gibbs and Montgomery did it, 16 and 12. Wait, 27. Hurts and Barkley.
Mm.
How about that? 10 guys last year, 12 or more rushing touchdowns, and there are three pairs of teammates. If Lamar Jackson ever ran for touchdowns, there'd be four, but he doesn't run around the goal line that often. Henry had all of it. Bills, Lions, Eagles had teammates that ran for 27 or more touchdowns in one season last year. So we didn't need Franco Harris.
No.
To find one
had to
another
go back,
team.
Let me check my notes, too, last season.
Has that ever happened before? Yes, Mike.
Three times.
Last year, it's right in front of you. It's right here on the screen. I can see it. 803-0550.
Time for a little more perusing.
I didn't do enough perusing. That's right. That's exactly right. I mentioned the Ravens. We'll talk about the Ravens. Jeremy Kahn, our friend from Baltimore Radio, will join us next hour. If you were listening to our last show on Thursday, it was kind of a little bit of a Mike Francesa funhouse day on the phones. A guy called up about Willie McCovey and another guy about whether the Bills should play the Hamilton Tiger Cats. It was sort of a little bit random on Thursday.
That happened, yeah.
That day, I looked up the McCovey thing, which most of you right now are like, what's that? And I meant to mention it, but didn't. It's awesome. I'll explain in a minute. I've been so excited all day to mention this Willie McCovey thing.
Okay.
It was the thing when I got here today that I wanted to tell you, but didn't.
Okay. All right.
I'm saving it. Lines are open for your calls. James Cook and other Bill stuff we'll get to throughout the day. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, thanks for listening. This is WGR.